What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 916. In this episode, I'll discuss the four categories of interventions to treat medication overdose and why antidote is not number one. You can find the show notes for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode916. I consider the four categories of interventions to treat medication overdose to be number one, supportive care, number two, antidote therapy, number three, decontamination, and number four, enhanced elimination. As pharmacists, it's easy to think of antidotes as the first or even only step to consider in medication overdose. There are only about 40 antidotes versus the thousands of medications that it's possible to overdose on. And even when one exists, antidote therapy is not always the first step that needs to be taken. In fact, most medications, even when taken in overdose, will be safely cleared if a patient's vital organ systems can be supported long enough. And that's why I think of supportive care as the mainstay of overdose treatment. My thinking is that with putting supportive care first, the patient can be stabilized to allow time for an antidote, if available, to be selected and administered along with the interventions to provide for decontamination and enhancing elimination. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to several in-depth trainings on the practical aspects of medication overdose, lipid rescue, opioid overdose, tricyclic overdose, and with more trainings added regularly. To join the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.